Lip sucking, lip biting prevention. One of the most common calls to our office following dental treatment, in which the child received local anesthesia, comes from the parent saying that the child is having an allergic reaction because their lip is swollen. This call typically comes between 30 minutes to 1 hour after the child has left the office. It is most common among the younger children, typically 2 to 7 years of age, and it is generally after the ride home in which the child is in the back seat. Feasibly, it could be some type of extremely rare delayed reaction to medications or materials. However, in the very rare instance that a person displays an allergic reaction to medications or materials, signs are generally seen within 10-15 minutes following administration, not 1.5-2 hours following administration. In my 25-plus years treating children, I have never seen this occur. Of course, knowing the extremely rare possibility of occurrence, we are always prepared for an unknown reaction, but to this point I have never seen one. More realistically and practically, what I do see very commonly is swelling of the lip as a result of lip sucking and/or lip or tongue biting. It most commonly is seen as swelling of the lower lip following a dental procedure in which I have administered local anesthesia. With an unknown feeling on their lip and tongue, the child is naturally curious and they will chew or suck on it. Typically, as I stated previously, it usually occurs on the ride home while the child is in the back seat and the parent is driving and cannot watch the child as closely. Lip, tongue biting is usually obvious because the inside of the lip or cheek area or the side of the tongue will have an obvious area of trauma as well as being swollen. I have seen some very extreme cases of lip/cheek/tongue biting with a great deal of trauma to the inside of the lower cheek and the tongue. Lip sucking can be more misleading and thus more alarming to the parent because the lip is real swollen with no physical evidence of trauma. This is caused by the child putting the lower lip inside their mouth and sucking hard on it because it is numb and they cannot feel any sensation when they are sucking. Generally, this presents itself as a fat lip and may be confined to one side of the lip. However, the whole lower lip can swell, especially if the child received treatment on both sides of the lower arch and is numb on both sides of the mouth. In these cases, the child places the entire lower lip inside the mouth and sucks hard. This will result in a huge fat lip. Lip biting. Obviously, the best treatment for these situations is prevention. Please watch your child as best you can while driving home. Once home, for the next 1-2 hours, do not give your child any solid foods or snacks as they may chew their cheeks in the process. In addition, please try to keep your child from placing the lower lip inside the mouth. However, if your child does display these signs I have described, first and foremost, please be reassured that the incidence of lip sucking, biting is far, far higher than any extremely rare delayed allergic reaction. The chance your child is displaying signs of lip sucking, biting will be far greater than the chance your child is experiencing an allergic reaction. If your child has bitten the cheek, lip or tongue, the swelling may worsen over the next 2-3 days. A white yellowish plaque, wet scab, will develop. This is not an infection. It is the natural healing process. The lesion will heal over the next 7-10 days. Good oral hygiene, pain medication, children's Tylenol or Motrin, and Arabis is the treatment for these situations. For treatment of lip sucking, you may place an ice pack on the swollen lip and use pain medication as needed. The swelling will subside over the next 3-5 days. Of course, if you have any questions, please call our office at 585-6373.